So we're in the middle of principle number six, and we started to discuss the Tzimtzum. Once we start to contemplate God, so big question comes to mind. If there's a source to reality that can do anything, doesn't need to get anything, is only good and giving goodness, and that the entire purpose of our entire reality is for us, the creation, to experience this wondrous gift of God's goodness. So the question is, why is it so bad? Why isn't in this very moment right now all of creation experiencing all of the infinite goodness that we're here to experience? Why is the world full of suffering? Who's experiencing infinite goodness? Who's experiencing goodness that the source of reality could be still? So the concept of the Tzimtzum is at the heart of understanding this. As we said, that embedded in the creation itself, embedded in our souls, is a desire to receive. Because that desire to receive will allow us to enjoy the goodness that wants to be bestowed to us. But we said that the desire to receive also causes us to be spiritually disconnected from our divine source, because our divine source is purely giving, and the desire to receive is only wanting to receive. So the law of Tzimtzum put into effect that we can only experience all of the divine goodness that we're here to experience to the extent to which we learn how to receive it in a state of giving. We learn our initial state from the moment that it arouses in the divine will to bestow goodness to creation, that in that very cosmic moment, there was put into existence the creation, our universal soul, desire to receive all of the goodness. And in that very moment, it's filled with the goodness. We are filled with the goodness and we're experiencing the goodness. Eternal goodness, the bestowal of the goodness that the source of reality is determined to bestow to us. Now, we learned at that state, although there is still a separation between the creator and the creation, that the creator is giving and the creation is receiving, we learn it's a state of perfection. There's nothing wrong with that state. God wants to give. We're created wanting to receive. We receive all the goodness. It's infinitely good, infinitely pleasurable for us. And it's a state of perfection. But we say that we learn that God wants to give us a state of super perfection, a state where not only we can receive all of this goodness, but we can receive it in the ultimate way, in the way of union with God, in a way of not just taking the love, but in a way of being able to truly love back. So the Tzimtzum is putting into effect all of our reality right now, which is allowing us to truly learn, to truly, from ourselves, learn how to love back and experience eventually, ultimately, all of the goodness and divine experience we're here to experience, that we are created to receive, but receive it in a way of divine union, in the most beautiful way. So from this understanding, there's nothing else going on in this entire epic reality that we find ourselves in right now, besides our learning to receive in order to give. Besides our learning to reach the place where we can learn how to receive all of the gift of the goodness that we're here to experience, but being able to receive it in a state of giving. Because nothing else needs to happen. We learn the only reason that this whole reality that we're in right now was put into existence, this whole time-space continuum, physical reality, the whole epic story of human history, everything that we're doing here in physical reality, is the stage where our souls, which transcend time and space, are given a space that's perfectly arranged for this purpose, to learn how to reach a place where we're able to love back. We're learning how to truly love. Because nothing else needs to happen, because before this reality that we're in right now, in that first cosmic moment, the creation, our universal soul, all of us, experienced in that moment that it aroused in the divine will to bestow the goodness, we experienced all the goodness. And it could have ended right there. The only thing that, the only super perfection that was to be added to this already perfected state that just happened in one cosmic moment is our ability to receive that goodness in the way of giving, in the way of loving back. So we learned that the Tzimtzum from that moment takes away that goodness from us, leaves us just that tiny thread of pleasure to keep us alive. That's all the pleasures we know about in our material world. And gives us now a whole stage where we can learn to reach that highest ultimate way of receiving the goodness. So according to this, there's nothing else happening here. The only thing going on is we're learning how to receive the goodness in a state of giving. So let's read through the principle six again. Principle six, spiritual work. The desire to receive that is imprinted in our souls plays an important role. It enables us to enjoy the gift of God's goodness. The state of receiving, however, causes us to be spiritually distant from God, because receiving is opposite to God's attribute of giving. In order for us to be able to experience the gifts of God's goodness in the state of union with God, our receiving needs to be elevated to a state of giving. Our spiritual work is to attain this state of giving. Spiritual work does not involve a variety of different endeavors, as many people think. Spiritual work is only a matter of transcending our desire to receive and attaining the desire to give. Everything else is only a branch rooted in this transformation. So in this moment, the divine goodness is mostly hidden from us. And the more that we're learning to elevate, to transcend our desire to receive, to truly attain a desire to give, where our giving becomes more precious to us than our receiving, that the giver of the gift becomes more precious to us than the gift, to the extent that we can attain that state of love, the goodness can become revealed to us, because we can experience in the ultimate way, which is the purpose of everything we're going through right now. If right now, in this very moment, God was to reveal all the infinite goodness to all of us, just right now. So we can't imagine how amazing it would be, but we would be right back where we started from that initial cosmic moment. We'd be experiencing all the infinite eternal goodness, but we'd still be in that situation where the creator is the giver and we're the receiver. God is giving the love and we're receiving the love. But from that state, the whole idea is for us to go to a super perfected state. So the law of the Tzimtzum says that until we're able to receive the goodness in that ultimate way, it won't be revealed to us. Otherwise, we'd be in this like cosmic loop of over and over and over. Because from that state of perfection, the idea was for us to come to a state of super perfection. So my understanding from this is that everything we're going through in our lives right now is we're very simply learning how to love in like the deepest way. And there's all different levels of learning to love. Right now, we start at the beginning. We have simple material pleasures. And when we can learn to love the giver of those pleasures more than the pleasures themselves, so then higher pleasures can be revealed to us. And when we can love the giver of those pleasures more than those pleasures, then higher levels can be revealed to us until we're ready to experience all of the love that God has to bestow on us, for us to experience it in the ultimate way. But we can see how hard it is for us to try to eat a piece of pizza and have the source of reality be more important to us than the pleasure of the pizza in that moment. So that's the basic concept that's being brought here, is that everything we're going through right now is learning to reach the state of giving, the state of love. That's at the heart of all of our spiritual work that we're going through. And the next principle, it's going to start to outline for us the basic stages of that spiritual development. So we'll end for now, and next time, God willing, go on to principle 7.